Plains anglers are turning out in number for the Coho Derby, and some economic development groups are attempting to lure people working remotely from home to Alaska. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The third annual Coho Salmon Derby is underway in Haines. KHNS's Claire Strempel caught up with Haines Sportsmen's Association Secretary Treasurer Cheryl Stickler to see what's on the line.
This year was really interesting, Claire, because we were really close to not even having it because there were low fish returns for the commercial fishermen. It was the COVID year. It was a hard year to go and ask for sponsorships and donations, and feedback from our membership was, we need this, we want this, and let's just do it. And so we said, okay, it'll be what it'll be. And we've just been very blessed with the way it's turned out so far.
What makes this event worth doing in spite of the odds being a little stacked against it this year?
This is an important fundraiser for the sportsmen because this this raises money for our scholarship funds. And so every year we give out at least two scholarships. So it's important for us to see this through.
And so tell me, how many anglers are out there, either catching and keeping or catching and releasing?
The Derby doesn't end until October 29th, so there's still a few weeks of fishing available. But so far, we've sold 87 tickets, Derby tickets, and that's compared with 70 tickets last year and 61 tickets in 2018. So in 3 years, this is the most tickets that we've sold, even though our neighbors, our Canadian neighbors to the north, are unable to join us. And then this year too, we started a new, because we thought, well, the fish aren't coming back in super strong numbers. So as sportsmen, we also are conscientious, when we harvest our natural resources. And so we just don't want to go out and just hook them without regard to what the return is, the fish return. So this year we added a new category for catch and release. The catch and release so far, there are only 14 submissions, but word on the riverbank is there are many, many more that are being caught and released. And so I just want to encourage people to get those pictures sent in. It increases their chance to be drawn for a great prize. And so far for the weights, so there's another category for top weights. And so far, let's see, 32 fish have been turned in to be weighed. And last year, there were only 37. And this year, I mean, it's just such a strange year. You know, we didn't have great expectations for the Coho return this year, but the fish are showing up. The fishermen and fisherwomen and the fisher children are showing up, and it's just fun.
That was Cheryl Stickler of the Haines Sportsmen's Association in conversation with KHNS's Claire Strempel. Anglers may bring gutted and gilled fish to the Alaska Sports Shop or Outfitter Sporting Goods to be weighed. Tickets to enter the Derby are available at those locations as well. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced many workers across the country out of office buildings and into home offices. The increase in remote work is widespread. In June, research from Stanford University found that 42% of U.S. workers were working from home full-time. Pandemic restrictions have eased since then, but they continue to impact the way we work. For those people still working remotely who could potentially live anywhere, the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation is asking, why not Anchorage? The organization has launched an initiative appealing to remote workers to move to Anchorage. Emma Irish is the AEDC's Director of Strategic Initiatives.
We're looking at cities that we know have a large remote workforce base, or cities that we know have the potential. And our pitch is essentially, leave your crowded city and come to the wide open spaces of Anchorage.
Irish says the AEDC hopes a quieter, less crowded city will be appealing to those in more dense metropolitan areas.
Our cost of living is less in comparison to those big areas. We have tons of parks and trails. We have amenities like a co-working space. We have all the amenities in place for someone to live a great life and lead a really cool career.
And Irish says more workers in Anchorage is good for Alaska too.
They shop, they dine out, they buy property. You know, they're contributing to our tax base. It's a good thing all around.
The increase in remote work could outlast the pandemic. According to the Stanford research, some companies anticipate having employees work from home at least part-time in the future. Maybe, the AEDC says, that home could be in Alaska. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.